Good evening, everybody. My name is Shane Ozy, acting chairperson for the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board meeting of June 11th, 2025. It is 6 p.m. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We do have a quorum present. Colin Kimball is present. Guy Green is present. Mark Hunt is present. Carly McCall is present. And David Hooch, but we call him Paul. Hoke, but we call him Paul, right? See, I got that right. He is present. And Marty Salito from the Parks Department is present. Absent is our chair, Seth Norton, who is not here this evening. All right, we'll move on to our first order of business. Is any public comments on the agenda items? I see we have our regular attendees from the public. Any comments from the public? No? All right. Then we'll close the public agenda, public comments on agenda, and move on to consent items. The first number is item number 252856, minutes of the May 14th McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board meeting. Board, I take it you've had a chance to peruse them. Do I have a motion to approve or amend? Colin?
Motion, we approve.
Colin, motion to approve. Second by Guy. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, looks unanimous. That motion is carried as approved. Minutes are approved. Next one is item number 252857, board and liaison reports. As the board chair, I do not have anything to report, so I will turn it over to Marty. See if you have anything.
Thank you, sir. One thing just to bring up on the plaque, just an update on where we're at on that. It's going to be shipped to us hopefully by the end of the month. That's the plan. Once it gets here, just the granite itself will get here, then we'll get it engraven. The goal is to get this in by September, which should get us in for the next Veterans Memorial. That's it.
That is awesome. Thank you, sir. Do we have anybody from the city that has anything else? I don't see any other city reps. Nope. So no notes from the city of McKinney. That would close that action item. The next action item is item number 252858, debrief of the 2025 Memorial Day ceremony. I'll go around to board members if you guys have any input. Colin, any comments from the ceremony?
I just want to thank everybody who participated. I think it came across extremely well. Some of the emotion and everything from the public. So I was pleased, and maybe next year we can get the sheriff's office to have the riderless horse.
Guy, do you have any additional comments from the Memorial Day ceremony?
No, I thought it was a great ceremony and should go as well every year.
Mark?
I thought it went really well, and I think that all of the speakers did a fantastic job.
Carly?
I agree. Very well done. Very well put together.
And Paul?
Yes, I know the comments around the post were very, very positive. Everybody enjoyed it. Thought it was an excellent service. So thank you.
I would echo those comments as the chair. I will just have two quick comments. I think we need to tweak for next year. Is we need to figure out somewhere for people to put the list of names that they read instead of trying to click in and out of that binder. That was making me nuts. So we just need to, I think, maybe just put a little box here and just tell them to drop in the box or hand to you as they walk off or something. And the chairs. I thought we were going to sit in the front row. Put them up front. I'm back and forth this year. I don't know. It wasn't so bad up front this year because we had all the chairs full, so it didn't look so weird. So we probably just need to revisit that next year and figure out where we sit as a board. But I think everything else went well. The Gold Star wreaths went up and everything else. So I appreciate everybody's hard work on that, especially the City Parks Department. You guys really carry the workload on that one. We just kind of show up and rip hands. And it was an honor to be Mayor Fuller's last speech, I guess. I don't know if we were at the last week, but it's the last official event, right? All right. All right, that closes out that action item. Now we move to any public comments regarding matters not on the agenda. Anybody have anything that we didn't talk about tonight? Nope, nope. Board members, anything else that you feel we need to comment on, discuss tonight?
Well, I think this might be the time we've completed the sales of the challenge coins, and I have a check to present to the board, $1,900 and $1,912 in coin sales. And so I don't know who to give this to?
Get somebody.
Yes. So just to add to that as well, we would like to get a picture with everyone afterwards, if everyone can stay afterwards to do that, and we can do a formal passing the check as well.
Absolutely, we can certainly. We are. Okay, so we'll do a little photo op after that. And that's awesome that all the coins sold. That was a good thing and goes towards right back towards the memorial. So that's a great thing. All right.
All in keeping with past traditions.
Absolutely. All right. Anybody else? Go ahead, Marty.
I just want to just take this opportunity to thank all of you for supporting us and what you do in the board. Coming from Amy, coming from Kayla, we really enjoy coming and doing this and being with you all. One thing you should know is that Paul Reed didn't make it tonight. If anyone knows, he had actually hurt himself. I guess his clavicle bone had broken or something to that effect. So we have a little get well card that we'd like you to all sign if you could. Also, to express our appreciation, we got you a little gift treat, nothing big, but just wanted to say thank you for what you do. It's a little token of our appreciation, and we just love supporting you guys.
Well, on behalf of the board, those feelings are mutual. Like I said, you guys carry the burden of the workload. We just kind of come here and try to do something in 4 minutes, and you guys maybe go seven, so I'm in. No, just kidding. But I appreciate that. Like I said, I think, you know, it's a good team. We get things done, and that's all that matters. All right, anybody else? Okay, this time I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Guy makes a motion.
We adjourn.
All right, we have a motion from Guy.
I'll second.
A second from Colin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and it looks unanimous, so the meeting is adjourned at 1807.